A few episodes earlier on this podcast, we discussed whether it is the end for all entries into the stock markets when the Nifty topped 18,000. In that episode, we talked that this is not the end and we will find even better chances to enter into the stock market, and that has happened today, in fact, in the last 1 week. In this episode, all about the action of Nifty 50 and why I think that the Nifty is going to make even more lows from here on. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with the personal finances, need any help in mutual funds, stock markets, personal finance planning, children education planning, retirement planning, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Not more than a month ago, we saw Nifty topping the 18,000 mark and it was marching ahead, and many thought that it would be 18,500 and the all-time high would be reached once again. But I came up with an episode on this podcast. You can find it here in the playlist, and I said that this is actually, it has surpassed the expectations of the resistance. I expected the resistance to be at 17,600, but then it went ahead to 18,000. But then I thought it is time for it to show a deeper correction now, because this was the fourth wave in the entire process of distribution, which started from November 2021. Since then, we have been seeing that the stock market has been moving up and down, up and down. It has been volatile. And in that process of up and down, this was the fourth wave and it topped its resistance at 18,000. After which today we are seeing it at 17,027. So the Nifty is at 17,000, which is in fact which is a contribution of a couple of days rigorous fall. The Friday, the last trading day of the previous week, that is Friday, and today the first trading day of this week, have seen a huge fall and Nifty is down at 17,000 now. Why did this fall come? There are two reasons primarily, because there was a huge sell-off, obviously, because of the prediction. And in fact, the Indian RBI, that is the Indian Central Bank, is expecting a rate hike once again, but a similar rate hike has already happened in the US, and because of which the worldwide market is down and it is in red. All right, so this is one reason. The other reason is obviously because, as I said, it has been following the cyclical manner since a very, very long time now, since November 21. And this is the cycle number 4, and it had already reached its resistance at 18,000. And it was about time that it came down to a level of the previous supports. Now, what are the previous supports? Will the Nifty come down to 15,200, which is in fact the brief low which we have seen after that huge rally till November 21, or will it come down to 16,500? We'll take it one at a time. I think Nifty will come down to 16,500, but when I say this, that does not mean that yes, tomorrow or day after tomorrow it will come down to 16,500. It will have its levels of pullbacks, and the buyers will also come into the picture quickly after seeing this huge downfall. So not very immediately, but yes, I think the support lies at 16,500, and 16,500 should be a good price for you all to capture and utilize if you haven't entered the stock market and if you're sitting with liquidity and waiting for a good entry. As I have been maintaining, in fact, in not only on this podcast but on the Hindi podcast as well, as I have been maintaining that Nifty is not in a bullish territory yet, though it scaled 18,000 the other day. I was very much circumspect about its bullish nature, and now it has come down to 17,000 because of the so much is happening in the money market as well as the equity markets. A huge sell-off coming up, and I think 16,500 is on the cards once again. Is 15,200 on the cards? Well, we'll have to wait and see. As of now, I don't think 15,200 or in fact 15,000 can be reached. I mean, I don't want to make an early call and just be very sure about it. So presently 15,000, nobody knows, but 16,000 or 16,500 seems to be a certainty. If not now, maybe it can take a month or whatever time it takes. We don't know because the market has been volatile and buying and selling has been coming in tranches here in the stock market, right? So 16,500 and 16,000 is a possibility. Once we reach there, then we'll be able to comment on whether 15,200 or 15,300 is possible, yes or no. But if you ask me, I am sitting with liquidity after all those entries which we did in the period of the COVID-19 era, the entire year of 2020, 2021 and all of that. But now I'm sitting with liquidity and expecting a good fall here from here as well. Well, in fact, today, a chunk of my investors' liquidity, which was available with me, I have diverted it to equity, be it stocks or be it mutual funds. So today I have done some buying, though I expect it to be going down till 16,500, but still I just to get the averaging effect, because I have been buying in tranches as I explained you in the previous episodes as well. So that's the update for today. This was just a technical review, a technical view of where Nifty stands. The medium to long term bias is still bearish, and I won't say it can be sideways or it can be bearish, but I won't say it is bullish. Obviously, I never said that when the market was at 18,000 as well. In fact, when it was 18,500, even then I did not say that the market was bullish, because there were no parameters, no ground reality to prove that the market is bullish from here on, because all the rally which has come right from 12,000 Nifty levels to 18,500 Nifty levels, that has been driven by liquidity, and that liquidity has been, all the provisions are being made to suck out that liquidity from the system, and the interest rates are going up, and ground reality for all the companies and everybody is not looking that great. Most of the IT companies are struggling as well. All right, so IT and banks are struggling as well. The banks, Bank Nifty has been out riding Nifty and the other indices very regularly, but now I think is a time for the banks as well to see some reddish figures in the coming weeks. So banks are a huge contributor to the index of Nifty and Sensex as well. So we can expect Nifty Sensex to be a bit shallow working principles from here on. So that's it in today's episode, friends. If you found value out of this episode, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. Also, check out our Hindi podcast. By the way, this podcast of ours, the English one, is ranked number 10 in all the finance podcasts of India according to Feedspot blog. You can just Google out top 20 finance podcasts of India and you'll find the rating there, and ours is at number 10. Thank you very much for all the support that you have been giving us. Also, check out the YouTube channel and our Fin Azad app, which has the excellent course on technical analysis. Now, you might be wondering, what is this resistance? What is this support? Where is Nifty going? Which cycle and all of that? Whatever I have been talking on this episode, and you might or might not relate to it. But once you do this course on technical analysis, which is available on our Fin Azad app, then onwards you will find it very familiar, and all these terms will be very much, you'll use it and familiar to it. So check out that course as well, and thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.